Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I'm going to do a little series on manifesting tools. So I'm going to basically tell you the essentials you might want to have in your manifesting toolbox. So if you are ready to take the next step in your journey, then this show is for you. I'm going to go through all the different practices, and throughout, of course, I'll be sharing what practices work for me. And then take this information however way you want to, let it seep into your being, and then you decide what choice and decision you want to make as you manifest the life of your dreams. Now, if you are looking to manifest the life of your dreams, I want to help you get there. I am a one-on-one coach. I create programs. I support people in creating the life that they've always wanted, whether in one-on-one sessions or in a digital course. And so if you want some support, some love, sometimes some tough love, if you are ready to transcend the limitations of your present moment and rise up, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, today we're going to talk about visualization, and I love visualization, and there's so many ways in which you can approach it, but the essentials of visualization is using an image in your mind combined with your emotions to tap into the vibration of that which you want. And the goal is just to visualize in as much detail as possible, really feel yourself there. This is a tool I use when I'm creating anything, and I go to this place. But creative visualization really supports not only making things, but also making your life. Wonderful tool. Very easy to do, in my opinion, if it resonates with you. I heard a teacher recently who said she's like, visualization doesn't work for me. I think visualization can be very effective if infused with your emotions, infused with your true reality. I think sometimes we can get a little daydreamy in our visualizations, going within, imagining. I love daydreaming. It's a great start, but it's like hoping versus believing. And so visualization, the goal is to put yourself in a state in which you are imagining your reality, your desired outcome, as if it is actually real. And one of the ways in which you can cement this visualization, this I learned from Teal Swan. I think it's cool. I shared it on a podcast about a month ago. You, as you're in your visualization, be there, feel into it, and see the mundane activities that would be taking place around you. So it might be you're sitting in your dream living room and you are having a conversation with your hot ass partner, who's not hot just physically, but like inside and out, just magical. You resonate with them. You're totally connected. You feel totally connected to your home. You feel totally connected to your space. You're doing work that you love. You feel good in your body. As you start to feel and imagine and visualize and hear the sounds of that experience, then you can go into a place where to supercharge, where you imagine the teeny tiny details of that space. So it could be you notice that there is a slight crack in the paint, or you notice the sounds of the ice cream truck or bus going by. You notice the sway of the curtains against the window. Really put yourself there. Imagine the teeny tiny details. Know that it is your reality. Know that it is real. And it is from this space, if you can do this frequently enough, you will raise your vibration into that new reality and you will create the result that you desire. Now, with that being said, visualization is a tool in a greater machine that is your manifestation process. And so, yes, you can visualize all day, every day, but if you're not tuning in and receiving intuitive wisdom so that you can take inspired action, your visualizations are only going to get you so far. Do I think that you can visualize and attract what you want? on some level. I think that if you can get the ball rolling, you might see some movement, you might see some synchronicities, but where you're going to really see the shift is when you combine visualization with inspired action. And that's just tuning in. And if you think of visualization, it is a form of a meditative state, but it may be better to have your separate meditation than do your visualization, than do maybe some affirmations and then tune in and receive inspired action. I'm giggling because I know somebody's like, Amy, that's a lot of work. But it's your life. Why not? Life is work. Whether you're playing for your good, whether you're playing from a place of co-creation or whether you are allowing life to be created for you, it's still work. Right? You know, you will still endure, but the enduring will be so much more joyful and so much more pointed and so much more focused that it doesn't feel like work. Manifesting, if when you really get into it and when you really trust the process and when you really lean into your faith and when you're really visualizing the life that you want, oh, life gets easier. Doesn't mean you still don't have responsibilities. It doesn't mean that things aren't going to work the way you want them to. It doesn't mean that you won't have conflict. But you will be able to move through those experiences with greater ease and self-confidence, empowerment, love. One of the steps that we'll talk about later is forgiveness and adding to your manifesting toolbox. I've talked a lot about forgiveness and letting go, but that'll all become a very integrated process. You will see that life is truly a flow, and you can choose to go with it or you can choose to go against it. Now, visualization is not, if only I could get here, then I'll be happy. Visualization is starting with happiness. You may want to start with the way you want to feel. Danielle Laporte has a whole program surrounded by acknowledging how you want to feel and then moving into the visualization, then moving into receiving guidance from your intuition. Everything, you know, your feelings do matter. You can start there. You can start anywhere that feels authentic and feels true, but it is not a escapism, right? Visualization, where it's the other side of daydreaming, is daydreaming how beautiful and wonderful and exciting and joyful and powerful it is. You can lean into daydreaming and not come out of it saying, I want that. I'm ready to take action. It's almost like daydreaming is like a nice vacation. Wouldn't it be nice? It probably won't happen, but it's nice to revel in that energy. Why just revel in that energy? Pull that energy back into your current reality and live that way. That's creative visualization, is when you decide that the vision that I'm holding in those sacred moments where I go within and imagine all using all of my senses, I'm going to bring that into my present moment. And the more you bring, every time you go into that space, the more you bring little pieces of that into your present reality, feeling those feelings, being in that vibration, feeling that sense of peace, feeling that sense of joy, feeling that sense of gratitude, the more you can pull those down to you, the more you will be a vibrational match to that state. Really fucking cool, right? So bring pieces of your visualization back, but don't stay in visualization for a long time. I think visualizations can be anywhere from 3 to 15 minutes. You're good. I will say, if you go over that, you can move into daydreaming and you can get a little lethargic, quite frankly. And then that doesn't serve you. It's almost like your brain gets overworked with all those wonderful emotions of feeling good that it's almost like you trick yourself that you don't have to do it. But you do. If you want it, you want it. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. But truly, if you want it, if it's a part of your desire, if it's something that lights you up that you are seeking, whether it be a new job, a relationship, earning more money in your business, a better relationship with your body, The hot man, the great house, the good nails, awesome shoes. Yeah, whatever it is. Pull it into your present reality, and you don't have to run out and spend, you know, a grand on a pair of shoes, but you can definitely act as if you spent a grand on those shoes by feeling those feelings, being in the essence of that visualization in your present reality. You'll move differently. You will feel the ease start to rise up, and there will be a lightness all over your life. You create the feeling you want now to receive what you desire. I'll say it again to you. You create the feeling in the visualization and the imagining now to receive what you most desire. Yeah, it's pretty powerful. And what gets in the way? Mr. Gedzer, like, what gets in the way? Why are people struggling with this? Because I think visualization, for a lot of people, it comes naturally, but then they struggle with making that a reality. So what gets in the way is all the garbage that I talk to you about all the time. It's letting go of the shame, letting go of the guilt, letting go of the doubt, letting go of the judgment, letting go of the insecurity, being fully and completely present in your moments. Does this take work? Yes, 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 yes. But if you start doing it, it'll become automatic. You'll feel that feeling. What was that? Ah, that's interesting. Why was I feeling that way? Well, why do I need to hold that thought that I need to feel ashamed, or I need to feel doubtful, or I need to feel fear, or I need to feel unworthy? Let's just let that go. Take a deep breath. Right? It's that acknowledgement. You can go and I have tons of releasing exercises. But at the end of the day, it's all about just acknowledging that feeling, that thought, that belief, and then deciding to release it, deciding to clear it, deciding to let it go. Visualization is the bridge that you need from your current reality to the reality that you ultimately want to be living. So again, visualization is the bridge between your current reality and the reality you want to be in. You got to walk across the bridge. Go all in your visualization. Feel those feelings. Imagine those things. Experience that love, that light, that joy, that gratefulness. Experience the lightness of your body. And bring that into your present moment and approach your day in that same way. And if you, what's wonderful about it, it's like, I'll use, this is the example that came to mind. It's like when you start taking a medication of some sort and they say, okay, you have to build up your tolerance level for it. And then you'll start to level off. Visualization is the same way. So you keep at it, you keep at it, you keep at it. And then you're going to reach a place where, whew, oh, while my desire hasn't fully manifested, I'm now starting to activate the energy of that. And then that means that what you want is on its way to you. Like, immediately feel the joy once you hit that place in the visualization process. Feel that joy of, it's on its way to me. It's on its way to me. I can feel it. I know it to be true. Now, they say the subconscious doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. I have sat with this for so many years, and in this moment, I will share two sides to this. I think, yeah, you're trying to convince your subconscious mind that that is your reality, and then from there, your subconscious will stop, essentially stop working against you, and you can more easily welcome in what you desire. I think the flip side of that is that we can get so ingrained into believing that that's the reality. This is the side, the daydreaming side, that I'd say the shadow side of visualization. You can daydream and daydream and daydream and think, oh my God, I'm already there, right? And interestingly, it doesn't suddenly like raise the vibration where you're living and acting as if and you're activating those feelings. You will come out of those visualizations and feel a sense of resentment or depression even, anger. I think this is a source of passive aggressiveness because the reality that disappointment, ultimately it will funnel into disappointment, despair even. because you'll be living in this visualization, daydreaming your little heart out, feeling all the feels, smiling and joyful. And then you come out and you look around your life and you're like, oh shit, I'm still here. So that's why it's so important to, A, don't spend too much time, 3 to 15 minutes max a day, and then infuse those feelings into your day-to-day while seeking guidance, intuitive guidance, on what action to take so that you can continue to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. So I think visualization, when you overuse it, you can wind up in the middle of the bridge, not in either place, and it will start to piss you the fuck off. So action, 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 but take it from a place of inspiration and let the visualization fuel you as you move into the moment. Because, you know, I was talking to someone last night, and I was like, yeah, has anybody heard of God just suddenly dropping a big pot of gold in their lap? It's such a wonderful visualization. I think it's fun. But in reality, the pot of gold might be the raise. The pot of gold might be the friend that recommends you for a position in their company. The pot of gold might be connecting with someone on a dating app that you, in a very unexpected way. The pot of gold might be the relationships you make, and from those relationships it gives you a sense of peace and comfort and tranquility, and from that space you're open to receive clear intuitive wisdom so that you can take massive action to create the result you desire. So be open to your pot of gold without expecting that your visualization will suddenly instantly become your reality and you have to do nothing. Again, I think that some movement can happen. Some insight can be received just from solely visualizing. But the fullness of it, being a human, having a spiritual experience, I think comes from being willing to tune in and move forward accordingly. So continually let go of your resistance, anything that tells you you can't have it. Let go of your fear, your doubt, your worry, your shame. Set a clear desire. But, I mean, I think if you're really into the visualization, you kind of know what you want. Even if you don't know specifically, you know, if nothing else, you're chasing whatever that feeling is, and be good with that chase and know that you can keep pace with that chase and that all things are happening in divine perfect timing, and you can slow down, you can speed up, and it's all working. And then practice daily. So sit somewhere comfortable, lie down. You can do it however way you want. I like to do it when I walk. I like to do mine with music. Music really helps fuel my visualizations. Though I will say, when I'm listening to music, at times I can take on the vibration of that music, and then that's not necessarily a reflection of my highest and greatest good. So just be cautious. I think really, when you tip over into like 25 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour of visualization, unless you are really just holding firmly, focused, consistently, and you, I think there's great power in that. That's magic making. That's spell casting for the highest and greatest good of the planet. That's truly harnessing the energy in your life using focus. But most of us are not that freaking focused, and I am a highly focused person. And I don't think I can. I don't think that I could hold that with that much intensity just right off, and it be productive. Most people, when you're holding something in that way, your mind's floating all over, and you might be holding the feeling on some level, and then you might tip into some other feelings, and then you might get kind of confused in the process. So just keep your visualizations short, keep them direct to the point. Whatever the desire is, imagine it. Feel it, know it is possible for you, feel comfortable with it, and then allow God, because that's what, thank you, spirit guides. When you spend too much time in visualization, inevitably the human mind will start trying to figure out how and when this can happen, which will bring up nervousness because you don't have any power there. I think anytime we're trying to do God's job, we naturally get a little anxious. So let God do their job. You save the anxiety for never and just focus on feeling good and doing your part and receiving inspired action, intuitive wisdom so that you can move forward in the direction of your dreams. Okay, let's check time here. We're at 20 minutes. Okay, a few more tips here. Be really consistent with all of the manifestation work tools that I will recommend. Be consistent. And you don't have to do visualization. You can, all you're trying to do is hold a vibration long enough to where it starts to feel like commonplace in your life, starts to feel like a part of your being, and move through your day taking inspired action accordingly. So, but if you do start visualization, stick with it for a period of time. If you do start affirmations, stick with them for a period of time. And you can always change it up. Always change it up. I think sometimes when people get tripped up when it's time to change their routine, they feel uncomfortable because something's been working, but the fact that they're feeling the desire to change the routine means that there is room for greater levels of expansion. And we think, oh, well, I was using this affirmation or this visualization and I manifested like crazy, but now I want to do something else, but I feel like if I'm not doing that particular practice, I'm not going to be successful. No, that's not true. Stay open and receptive. Stay open and receptive. But I do think that if you are using a particular tool that works for you, whether that's regular coaching sessions, affirmations, journaling, being really, really meditative, visualization, if you are using a particular practice that is working for you and all of a sudden you decide you don't want to do it, but nothing else is grabbing your attention, it probably means that you're sabotaging. You've hit your capacity for how much goodness you're willing to allow in your life. And from that place, you just have to say, let me break through this barrier, this fear barrier, this allowing barrier, and hold tight and stay consistent in my routine, even if it's not feeling as luminous as when I started or when I really hit my stride. So with visualization, if you have been visualizing, then all of a sudden you just don't want to do it anymore. Check in with yourself. Is it genuinely that it's time to move on to another tool that's going to take you to another level? Or is this a form of self-sabotage with being routine and feeling good? Yeah. So be detailed, use all your senses, feel all your feelings, imagine yourself really, truly there, all components of it, imagine the mundane, be active, and you can put other people in it. This is where I can get tripped up, is when I bring in someone else, I start how would they react? Don't do that. Just bring in their likeness energetically, like however way in which you receive them, because they have free will and they get to show up however way they want to show up in your real life, right? And you get to decide whether you're on board with that or not on board, period. Yeah. So I say just bring forward their likeness. So you might bring forward your partner and they're just sitting there happy, cute on their iPad. And that's enough. Don't try to be like, oh, he's asking for a sandwich. I get up and make a sandwich. He asked me to make a phone, or she called me up, like, and she said this and this and that. Like, then you're starting to play God a little bit. Just let their likeness show up. So if it's kids, just feel the energy of kids in your life. Feel the energy of the baby, from your vantage point, from your receiving place, you're interacting with them. So go back to the baby. You're holding the baby. Think about the weight of the baby. Think about the deep sense of love and compassion you feel for that baby. If it's a partner, think about how close you feel to that person. And as opposed to they're doing this and they're acting this way and right? You start to play God. Everybody has free will. Don't let that fuck up your visualization. Be who you are. Cool. And then, you know, one more message about being consistent, because that helps. You might want to try it for 30 days, 21 days. Consistency speeds up everything. So just be hella consistent with whatever you're up to, and do it in a way in which you can stick with it no matter what, right? Inspired action will always give you wisdom in which you might feel pushed a little outside of your comfort zone, but it's going to be something that if you are willing to take it on, it's going to be easy to stick with by choice, right? You'll just want to stick with it. And then lastly, if you do feel the resistance, the doubting, do some releasing work around it. Write a letter, burn the letter, write all your feelings down about it. If you're feeling any fear, get clear about what the fear is. Why are you feeling that way? If you're picking up something intuitively that can veer you in a more authentic direction, honor that. But don't try to do that all in your visualization. Just reflect on your visualization time after the fact. Journal on it. Use your healing modalities on it. Any way in which you can release those emotions effectively. And get clear, right? I mean, sometimes we're feeling a sense of fear, and then we talk it through or we journal it through, and you realize, oh, that's not really a fear that I need to hold on to. And then, of course, one more time, friends, you will have to take action, but take inspired action and do it for your highest and greatest good by allowing your intuition to guide you to the path that is that offers you the greatest level of ease and enjoyment. Because I'm all about why do we have to suffer? Well, suffering happens, right? But we don't need to choose to suffer, right? We don't need to choose to suffer. So I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. This has been a talk on visualization and manifestation. I pray that whatever dream you are looking to create in your life, that you will stick it out and be resilient. I don't know where this cut off, but I love you. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. Check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check me out on Instagram at Amy Yancey. I'm doing some cool stuff on Instagram, enjoying it. Check out the Facebook page, Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Where else am I hanging out? Check the blog. I usually post some little nuggets there. And I've been doing some videos, so those will also appear on the blog. And until next time, live well, live intentionally, and just fucking believe you can have whatever you want. Why not? Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.